Narnia, awake, love, think, speak, be walking trees, be talking beasts, be divine waters. Hail Aslan!
Hail Aslan!
We hear and obey!
We hear and obey.
We are awake.
We love.
We think.
We speak. We know.
But please, we don't know very much yet.
Look, Polly, it's the cap horse.
Good old Strawberry.
Well, stripe me pink. I always did say that horse had a lot of sense.
Creatures, I give you yourselves. I, Aslan, give you this land of Narnia forever. I give you the woods, the fruits, the rivers. I give you the stars. And I give you myself. The dumb beasts whom I have not chosen are yours also. Treat them gently and cherish them. But do not go back to their ways, or you will cease to be talking beasts. I will call some of you to my council. Come to me, you, the chief dwarf, and you, the river god, and you, Oak, and the he-owl, and both the ravens and the bull elephant. We must talk together, for though this world is not 5 hours old, an evil has already entered it.
What did he say?
Something has entered Narnia, but what?
Neville.
What's a Neville? I've got to go after him, Polly. Aslan, I mean the lion. I must speak to him.
Do you think we can? I wouldn't dare.
I've got to. It's about Mother. If anyone could give me something that would make her better, it would be him.
All right, I'll come with you, Diggory.
And I'll come along and all. I like the look of that lion, and I don't reckon these other beasts will go for us. And I want a word with old Strawberry.
Diggory, come back. Come back at once when you're told. I forbid you to go a step further.
Well, what in the name of Aslan are these?
Please, Mr. Beaver.
I know what they are.
What's that, Rabbit?
They're a kind of large lettuce. Well, that's what I think.
No, we're not. Honestly, we're not.
The young lady's right. We had it all nice to eat.
Yeah, they can talk. Who ever heard of a talking lettuce?
Please, I'm in such a hurry. I want to see the lion.
Oh, there you are, Strawberry, old boy. Hey, you know me. Now, you ain't going to stand there and say as how you don't know me.
What's the thing talking about, horse?
Well, I don't exactly know. I think most of us don't know much about anything yet. But I've a sort of idea. I've seen a thing like this before.
What? Not know me? I'd never have thought it of you, Strawberry.
It does begin to come back. Yes. Let me think now, let me think. Yes, you used to tie a horrid black thing behind me. And then it made to make me run.
We had our living to earn, you see. Yours the same as mine.
Please, please, could we get on? The line's getting further and further away, and I do want to speak to him so badly.
Yes, now look here, Strawberry. This young gentleman has something on his mind that he wants to talk to the lion about. Him as you call Aslan. Now suppose you let him ride on your back and trot him over to where the lion is.
Ride?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember now. That means sitting on me back. Well, I don't mind, not for once. Hop you get.
Oh, good old Strawberry. Here, young'uns, I'll give you a lift. There.
Thank you.
Now, gee up, Strawberry.
Good luck, Diggory. Thanks, Polly.
Well, come along, miss.
Look, over there.
What is it, Bulldog?
It's another of those strange creatures hiding in the bushes there beside the river.
So it is. Here, come on. Let's go and have a look at him.
Well, this is terrible. Terrible. Help. Help.
Don't let him get away.
Cut him off. After him.
Catch him. He'll get away.
Eventually, the animals caught Uncle Andrew, but when they had, they didn't know what to do with him. They couldn't make up their minds whether he was animal, vegetable, or mineral. Some of them thought he was an animal, others thought a tree, and tried to plant and water him, but that plan didn't work.
Help! Mercy!
One thing they were agreed about was that the strange creature was probably the evil Aslan had spoken of. And so they dug him up again and made a sort of cage out of bushes where they kept him safe and brought him nuts and thistles to eat. While all this was happening, Strawberry trotted on with me on his back till the noise of the other animals died away. And now the little group of Aslan and his chosen counselors was quite close. At a word from Aslan, they drew aside. Slipping off the horse, I found myself face to face with Aslan. And he was bigger and more beautiful and more brightly golden and more terrible than I'd thought. So much so I didn't dare to look in his eyes.
Please, Mr. Lion, please, will you give me some magic fruit of this country to make my mother well?
This is the boy. This is the boy who did it.
Oh, dear. What have I done now?
Son of Adam, there is an evil witch in my new land of Narnia. Tell these good beasts how she came here. Well?
I brought her, Aslan.
For what reason?
I wanted to get her out of my world and back into hers. I thought I was taking her back to her own place, and she just held on to
you
us when...
You met the witch?
Well, she woke up. I woke her up, because I wanted to know what would happen if I struck a bell. Polly didn't want to. It wasn't her fault. I fought her. I know I shouldn't have. I think I was a bit enchanted by the writing under the bell.
Were you?
No. I see now I wasn't. I was only pretending. I've spoiled everything. There's no chance of getting anything for Mother now.
You see, friends, that before the new clean world I gave you is 7 hours old, a force of evil has already entered it, wakened and brought here by this son of Adam. But do not be downhearted. Evil will come of that evil. But it is still a long way off. And I will see to it that the worst of it falls upon myself. In the meantime, let us ensure that for many hundred years yet, this shall be a merry land in a merry world. And as Adam's race had done the harm, Adam's race shall help to heal it. Come closer, you two.
I think he means us, Polly.
I wish I didn't feel so afraid.
Here, take my hand.
Son of Adam, I have known you for a long time. Do you know me?
Well, no, sir. At least, not in an ordinary manner of speaking. Yet I feel somehow, if I may say so, as how we've met before.
You've spoken true. You know me better than you think, and you shall live to know me better still. How do you like this land?
Oh, it's a fair treat, sir.
Would you like to live here always?
Well, you see, sir, I'm a married man, and if my Nellie, that's my missus, sir, was here, well, I reckon neither of us would ever want to go back to London.
Then let us see what Nellie says.
And Aslan threw back his shaggy head and opened his mouth. I looked at Polly and knew that she was thinking what I was thinking. That Aslan was calling. And that anyone who heard that call would want to obey it. And what's more, would be able to obey it. However many worlds and ages lay between. So I wasn't really surprised when, all of a sudden, a young woman with a kind, honest face stepped out of nowhere.
Oh, dearie me. I must be dreaming.
This is no dream, my daughter.
Forgive me, sir. Oh, forgive my being in such a mess, but I was doing the washing when you called and I didn't have time to... Oh, Frank.
Hello, love.
My children, you are to be the first king and queen of Narnia.
Us?
Oh, my.
You shall name and rule all these creatures and do justice among them and protect them from their enemies when enemies arise. And enemies will arise, for there is an evil in this world.
Begging your pardon, sir, and thanking you very much, I'm sure, which my missus does the same.
Oh, yes.
But, well, I ain't no sort of a chap for a job like that. I never had much education, you see.
But you know how to use a spade and a plough and grow food in the earth?
Well, yes, sir, I could do a bit of that sort of work.
And if enemies came against this land, for enemies will arise, and there was war, would you be the first in the charge and the last in the retreat?
We'd do our best, wouldn't we, Nell?
Oh, yes, Frank, we would.
Then, as he spoke, the cabbie's voice seemed to grow slower and deeper.
Well, sir, a chap doesn't exactly know what he'd do till the time comes. I dare say I might turn out to be ever such a soft un. I never did any fighting except with my fists. I'd try, though. That is, I hope I'd try to do my bit.
Then you will have done all that a king should do. Your coronation shall be held presently, and you and your children and grandchildren shall be blessed. And some will be kings of Narnia, and others will be kings of Arkenland, which lies beyond the southern mountains. And you, little daughter...
Yes, sir?
You are welcome. Have you forgiven the boy for having hurt you in the Hall of Images in the desolate palace of a cursed charm?
Yes, Aslan, we've made it up.
That is good. And now for the boy himself. Son of Adam?
Yes, Aslan?
Are you ready to undo the wrong that you have done to my sweet country of Narnia on the very day of its birth?
Well, I don't see what I can do. You see, the queen ran away and...
I asked you. Are you ready?
Yes. But please, please, won't you... Can't you give me something that will cure my mother?
Up till then, I'd been looking at the lion's great feet and the huge claws on them. Now, in my despair, I looked up at his face. What I saw surprised me as much as anything in my whole life. For the tawny face was bent down near to my own, and great shining tears were in the lion's eyes. They were such big, bright tears compared to my own that for a moment I felt as if the lion was really sorrier about my mother than even I was.
My son, I know pain and grief are great. Only you and I in this land know that yet. Let us be good to one another. But I have to think of hundreds of years in the life of Narnia. The witch whom you have brought into this world will come back to Narnia again. But it need not be yet.
How can we stop her, Aslan?
It is my wish to plant in Narnia a tree that she will not dare to approach. And that tree will protect Narnia from her for many years. So this land shall have a long, bright morning before any clouds come over the sun. You must get me the seed from which that tree is to grow.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know how it was to be done, but I felt quite sure that I would be able to do it. Then Aslan drew a deep breath, stooped his head even lower, and gave me a lion's kiss. And at once I felt new strength and courage come into me.
Dear son, I will tell you what you must do. Turn and look to the west, and tell me, what do you see?
I see terribly big mountains, Aslan. I see this river coming down cliffs in a waterfall. And beyond the cliffs there are high green hills with forests. And beyond those there are even higher hills that look black. And then, far away, there are big snowy mountains all heaped together. And behind those, there's nothing but the sky.
You see well. Now, the land of Narnia ends where the waterfall comes down. And once you have reached the top of the cliffs, you will be out of Narnia and into the western wild. You must journey through those mountains till you find a green valley with a blue lake in it, walled round by mountains of ice. At the end of the lake, there is a steep green hill. on the top of that hill, there is a garden. In the center of that garden is a tree. Pluck an apple from that tree and bring it back to me.
Yes, sir, but...
What is it, my son?
Well, I hope you're not in a hurry, Aslan. I shan't be able to get there and back very quickly.
Little son of Adam, you shall have help.
And he turned to Strawberry, who'd been standing quietly beside us all the time, swishing his tail and listening with his head on one side, as if the conversation was a little difficult to understand.
My dear Strawberry, that is what you were once called, I think. Would you like to be a winged horse?
If you wish, Aslan, if you really mean... I don't know why it should be me. I'm not a very clever horse.
Be winged. Be the father of all flying horses. Your name is Fledge.
The horse shied and strained its neck back as if a fly was biting its shoulders and it wanted to scratch them. And then, just as the beasts had burst out of the earth, wings burst from the shoulders of Fledge. Wings that spread and grew. Larger than eagles, larger than swans, larger than angels' wings. The feathers shone chestnut color and copper color. He gave a great sweep with them and leaped into the air.
It is good, Fledge?
Oh, it is very good, Aslan.
Will you carry this little son of Adam on your back to the mountain valley I spoke of?
What? Now? At once? Hurrah! Come, little one.
You'll be able to go if you don't.
What are the two daughters of Eve whispering about?
If you please, sir, I think the little girl would love to go too. Well, if it weren't no trouble...
What does Fledge think about that?
I don't mind too. Not when they're little ones. But I hope the elephant doesn't want to come as well.
I most certainly do not.
Then that is settled. Help them up, King Frank.
With pleasure, sir.
And now, be gone, with my blessing.
Oh, Fledge, this is fun. Hold on to me tight, Polly.
The next moment, the country dropped away beneath us and whirled round as Fledge circled once or twice before setting off on our long flight westward. All Narnia, many-coloured with lawns and rocks and heather and different kinds of trees, lay spread out below us, the river winding through it like a silver ribbon. A great barrier of cliffs rose before us, and we were almost dazzled by the sunlight dancing on the great waterfall from which the river roared and sparkled its way down into Narnia from the highlands in the west.
We'll have to do a bit of zigzagging here. Hold on tight.
I say, Diggory, look back. Look behind. That must be the whole valley of Narnia.
Now we were over the top of the cliffs, and in a few moments the valley land of Narnia had sunk out of sight behind us. We were flying over a wild country of steep hills and dark forests, and really big mountains loomed ahead. But the sun was now in our eyes, and we couldn't see things very clearly in that direction. The sun sank lower and lower, till the western sky was like one great furnace full of melted gold.
First sunset in Narnia. It's not too warm up here.
And my wings are beginning to ache. There's no sign of the valley or the lake in it, like what Aslan said. And I don't think we're going to reach it before dark. But what about coming down and looking out for a decent spot to spend the night in?
Yes, and it must be nearly supper time as well.
Down we go, then.
As we came nearer the earth and among the hills, the air grew warmer, and we smelt the warm, good smell of sun-baked earth and grass and flowers coming up to us.
Here we are. Off you get, young'uns.
Thanks, Fledge. Let me help you down, Polly. Oh, it's good to be able to stretch your legs again. I am hungry. Mm.
This grass is good. Come on, you two, tuck in. Don't be shy. There's plenty for all of us.
But we can't eat grass.
Mm. Oh, well, don't quite know what you'll do, then. Very good grass, too.
I've just thought. I've got a bag with a few toffees in my pocket. They'll be better than nothing.
A lot better. But be careful to get your hand in your pocket without touching the ring.
All right. Careful. There. They're a bit sticky and squashy. And they've got stuck to the bag. But there are, let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 left.
Good. That's 4 each and 1 over. What do you say we plant the last one and see if it grows?
Hmm.
If the bar of the lamppost turned into a light tree, why shouldn't this turn into a toffee tree?
Let's try. But let's eat the others first.
We'd better make them last, since we don't know when we'll eat again.
When we'd eaten 8 of the toffees, with quite a lot of the paper bags still stuck on them, and planted the 9th, and when Fledge had finished his meal of grass, it was almost dark, so we lay down. Polly on one side of Fledge and I on the other. And when he'd spread a wing over each of us, we were really quite snug and warm.
Oh, I do feel sleepy.
So much has happened today.
Let's get some rest, then. I reckon we'll have another long journey tomorrow.
Yes. Good night. And thanks for coming with me, Polly.
That's all right. Good night.
Diggory, listen. There's somebody out there in the dark.
Perhaps it was only the wind in the trees.
I'm not so sure.
What if it was her? Jadis?
Whoever or whatever it was is gone now. And we need to get some sleep.